Cuomo says that our house is fine. It's our neighbor's house. We need to watch.
We now have 16 states that meet the formula for quarantine. So that has gone way up. Now California, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, Tennessee, they hit the quarantine threshold.
Travelers coming from 8 more states will have to quarantine. Violators in New York could be fined up to $10,000. There are no legal consequences set in Connecticut. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut and New York region. Coming up, the onus bar owners face. Connecticut's state's attorney steps aside, and more details on New York's travel restrictions. I'm Charles Lane.
And I'm Desiree DiOrio. Hartford State's Attorney Gail P. Hardy withdrew consideration to keep her job this week. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports this comes as Hardy faces criticism for delaying investigations of police shootings.
Hardy became the first Black state's attorney in Connecticut more than a decade ago. During a public comment period on her job performance last week, she faced 4 hours of criticism from supporters of the global movement against police brutality. The Hartford Courant found Hardy failed to disclose investigations for 4 fatal police shootings from 2008 to 2011. She apologized to the State Criminal Justice Commission, saying, "I let down victims who had lost family members at the hands of police. In those same cases, I let down police officers who awaited written outcomes of their fate." Hardy told the commission she'll lead a diversity initiative in the state's attorney's office instead. She'll stay in her current role until they find her replacement. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.
Bars around New York State are back open, but it comes with a heavy charge on bar owners. It's up to them to make sure all customers follow the rules. If not, they can lose their liquor license. Jillian Forstadt reports on how one bar owner is managing under the pressure.
Dan Wilcox owns The Office. It's a pool bar in Corning, but his pool tables are closed and there's tape on the floor spaced 6 feet apart. More signs are on the way. Governor Andrew Cuomo put the onus on bar owners to make sure all patrons follow the rules, from wearing masks to social distancing. That includes anyone outside and around the premises.
It really is all my responsibility. They pretty much set the guidelines, set the rules, and then it's up to, you know, us as businesses to put those into effect and make sure that people are following them, which has been the biggest challenge.
Since reopening, Wilcox has doubled his payroll. Even with more staff and half his normal occupancy, it's difficult to control customers, especially when you add alcohol into the mix.
Here I am having to tell them, "Oh, excuse me, sir, you know you need to put your mask on in order to walk over there." And you do that over and over and over again, and you hope you catch it all.
Wilcox says part of him wants crowds, so he can make up lost revenue while closed. But any crowd can put his liquor license at risk or start an outbreak. Governor Cuomo expanded powers of the state liquor authority so they can shut down any bar or restaurant violating state reopening rules. 18 businesses had their liquor license suspended as of mid-June. For some, it's a $10,000 fine to get it back. Not all of Wilcox's customers are happy about wearing masks, but he says their decisions fall on him.
Everyone's got that opinion in. But it's only me that's got that liquor license that's, you know, has to worry about it, so.
Cuomo says the state will continue to crack down on bars to curb the spread of COVID-19.
That's Jillian Forstadt reporting. Coming up, travel restrictions to 8 more states, but first, these headlines and a message from our sponsor.
Local support comes from Hartford Healthcare, now offering more testing for COVID-19. If you think you need a test, call 833-621-0600 or visit hartfordhealthcare.org/testing.
K-12 Connecticut parents will be responsible for checking the temperature of K through 12 students before they get on a bus or go into school next year. That's according to a 50-page report released this week on reopening schools in the fall. Schools are encouraged to have students in each grade interact only with each other. If a student gets sick, the whole school would not have to close down. Instead, just that student's grade level would quarantine. A lawyer for a Shinnecock Indian Nation tribe member says the state of New York and local police departments lack the authority to investigate and prosecute a major drug case brought last year. Justin Eliezer is a member of the Shinnecock tribe. He was charged with operating a major drug ring that sold heroin in a multi-count indictment. The case was investigated by the East End Drug Task Force. In court documents filed this week, a lawyer for Eliezer alleges the Southampton Village police detective who led the drug probe made, quote, incorrect and sometimes false statements to the grand jury. The motion argues that the charges should be dismissed because only the U.S. Department of Justice has the authority to prosecute, not members of the state and local task force. The Shinnecock Indian Nation is a federally recognized tribe. Connecticut's two U.S. senators have called on the CEO of Subway to ban guns in the company's restaurants. The Connecticut-based fast food sandwich chain has more than 20,000 locations in the U.S. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy say a ban on guns would show a commitment to the safety of their customers and employees. They cite a spike in gun sales as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. In May, armed demonstrators entered a Subway in North Carolina to protest stay-at-home restrictions. Other fast food chains have banned guns in their restaurants, including Chipotle, Sonic, and Panera Bread.
The 8 additional states that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo added to the travel advisory list include California, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, and Tennessee. Anyone traveling from those states and anyone returning home from those states will have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Karen DeWitt has more.
The new restrictions bring the total number of states included in the travel advisories to 16. New Yorkers who travel to those states will have to self-quarantine when they return. The governor also rescinded paid COVID-related sick leave for workers who travel to any of the high-virus states on vacation and then have to stay home when they come back. The states join 8 others, including Texas and Florida, and altogether represent nearly half of the nation's total population. The governor spoke on Spectrum News Channel, New York One.
The good news is our house is doing very well. Bad news is the neighbor's home is on fire.
Cuomo blames the federal government and the administration of President Donald Trump, who he says have lacked a plan and refused to admit that there's a problem.
The virus is raging all across the nation. And that's because we have a federal government that just missed this. They denied it from the first place. Let's be honest.
The governor also says he's deploying state police and state liquor authority agents to monitor outdoor eating and drinking at bars and restaurants in New York City to determine whether people are behaving safely and if indoor dining can be permitted. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online. WSHU.org. Today's show was made possible by Hartford Healthcare. Thanks for listening. I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back tomorrow.